So I was doing two sessions, one session on civility and the other on ethics, but they're interrelated because my argument is being civil with each other is part of ethical behavior. So they're intertwined.
Okay. So I guess in each area, what would you say maybe are the main points you're trying to make this morning?
Yeah, on the civility is the importance of civility, because I told them that the magic numbers in this place are 20 and 51. You got to get 20 votes in the Senate and 51 in the House. No matter how good your idea is, if you don't get a majority of people support it, it'll never become law. So you have to be able to work with each other. And I think that's critical. And the other thing was, you know, I think in our world, civility has sort of become a negative word, and it implies you're giving up your principles, you're compromising. And I would argue that civility is the opposite of that. It takes strength, and it's not about giving up your principles. It's not about hiding differences. It's about acknowledging those differences and saying, okay, where can we find common ground within those differences? It's not sweeping it under the rug. It's looking for that common ground. So that's the civility piece. And the ethics piece is, ethics is about doing the most good for the most people. It's not about the negatives. I use the story, I grew up in the Baptist church where, you know, it was all about all the don'ts, the things you don't do. And we tend to view ethics as a don't. Don't do this, don't do that, and then you'll be okay. What if you flip that on its head and review it as a positive in terms of, what do I do that is right? What do I do that is for the best of the people in the Commonwealth of Kentucky? And then think of ethical as doing the best as opposed to avoiding the worst. Mm-hmm. And that's really the focus. And that my session was about ethics, not about legality. There can be things that are legal but not ethical, and there can be things that are ethical but not legal. And your job is to be ethical, and that's doing the right thing, which is the most good for the most people, the Commonwealth.
Now, with that said, there are a few don'ts that have to come into play, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you also don't want to break the law. But I titled the session, How to Make Hard and Not So Hard Decisions. Most of the time, people know the right thing to do because it's legal. They're looking for a reason not to do it. They're looking for cover. There's a lot of easy ones, but these folks deal with hard questions. What do you do when, you know, something is really good for your district, but it's not good for the state? Or what do you do when it's something that your district wants, but you're opposed to philosophically? Those have nothing to do with legality. Those are ethical questions. You have to wake up and look at yourself in the mirror. And I'm more trying to help them figure out, how do you balance those things? Because a legislator is responsible to their constituents, their family, their conscience, their institution, their party. They've got all of these conflicts. And what do you do when there's a conflict between those obligations? It's good for the party, but it's bad for the state. Or again, you're morally opposed to something, but your constituents want it. Those are the things that I really want them to think about. In my presentation, I have a list of 20 unavoidable ethical dilemmas for public servants. And those are things that you know you're going to face at some point. You know, a constituent asks you to do something that you're not sure is okay. You know, and the time to figure that out is now. It's not when they ask you. And I use the analogy of basketball because we're in Kentucky. And the time to figure out what you're going to do with 5 seconds to go under your own basket and you're down by two is not when there's 5 seconds to go, you're down by two under your basket. It's you practice that in this situation, this is what we will do. And that's what you as a legislator, you need to say to yourself, I know there's going to come a time where a lobbyist is going to ask me to do this. What am I going to say? What am I going to do? You need to think ahead about how you're going to handle those unavoidable situations that you know are going to come your way.
Right, right. And it sounds like also that from the point you're hitting on, you know, always looking for some way for the parties to get along a little better too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole civility piece, is getting to know each other as more than a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative or a liberal. We did a little exercise in here. It was a 5-minute bingo game where you had to find somebody else that, you know, had a grandchild or, you know, I had Kentucky things, you know, who went to Louisville, who went to Kentucky, who doesn't like bourbon, you know, all this. And you tried to find, I gave them 2 minutes to get as many people as you could. And then I said, did you learn something about somebody you didn't know? And everybody raised their hand. And somebody said, I found out so-and-so also has a grandchild. So-and-so also does this. Now, the National Institute for Civil Discourse, we actually do a half-day session that we offer where people actually break into groups and do what they call their personal journey, where they tell what what defined them as a person, and they begin to share with each other, and you find out that maybe I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican, he's a Democrat or I'm a Republican, but our backgrounds are very similar. We face the same issues. We've had the same challenges. And all of a sudden, you look at that person differently, and you say, you know what? They're the opponent, but they're not the enemy. And maybe there's places that we can work together. And I talk a lot about how we listen. You know, most people listen for either a place for the person to take a breath so they can jump in, or they listen for the weakness in the other person's argument. But what if you listen to really try to understand what they're saying, and you might find that there's some common interest there. And that's really what it's about, is listening with empathy, listening with compassion, and listening to try to understand, as opposed to listening to try to defeat.